Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. I have Greg Robinson in the house. We're talking electronics. A lot of stuff happening with electronics. I thought, man, why not have Greg out here? We'll talk about electronics, get his insight to it. He's a big Garmin man, so we will find out what he's doing. We do a lot of electronic guide trips, Greg and I do, and so we kind of see that, and I write articles about electronics.
Got it. Yeah.
So what do you think, Greg? A lot of stuff happening.
At least on the bass side of the world,
there is
a lot. It's quite interesting. I think one MFL, last I heard, hasn't done their final decision, but it's sounding like they fish by periods.
Right.
So from what I understand, it's sounding like that they're going to allow LiveScope to only be on one period.
Yeah.
You can use it on one period. I think there's three periods in there or something like that. And then, of course, the professional league has banned it completely.
Professional fishing league. Yeah.
But then you got your Bassmasters.
Yeah.
And Bass, they're cutting their people down to one transducer.
Right. One live forward-facing sonar.
One forward-facing. Yeah. It can either be a 32 or 34 or the one or a two, the way I understand it.
Active target.
But they can have 360.
Yeah. And Hummingbird Live. So those were the five choices.
So that's the transducers they have to select from. And they can no longer have but one tow motor on the boat.
Yeah.
So naturally, they're going to have the one on the front of the boat.
I guess crappie brakes will actually be called crappie brakes. So if you have crappie brakes, that's a lot better for you now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
No brakes. And the screen size, I believe, is 55 inches per boat.
Yes, 55
inches. So, you know, that narrows you down to only like 5
minutes.
Well,
what it's
going
to do to, I've seen a couple of the guys talking about it. Forget the one guy's name I was watching last night, in fact, on YouTube.
Right.
He posted, and he has a 22-inch MBT.
Uh-huh.
And then he has a 12 and a 12. But anyway, with all what he has, he's sitting at 56 inches.
Right.
So he's either got to get one of those others to be 1 inch shorter, his MBT be a 21.
Right.
So he said he's got to decide which one.
He spent a lot of money on that MBT. I'm thinking he might keep that.
Exactly.
But that's interesting. So how do you shape this up, bass versus crappie? Because crappie tournaments, as you know, the national National Crappie League. That's the one I film.
Yeah.
They have divisions, so if you have multiple rods or if you're a couple, they really don't have a trolling division yet where you don't have live scope.
As far as in the crappie world, at one point in time, you know, your single pole guy struggled to compete against a spider rigger.
Right.
And so naturally, the spider rigging people were winning more of the tournaments at certain times of the year.
Right.
And then, and so we went with that. And then, of course, now you got the forward-facing sonar, and crappie is allowing it so far to this degree. I don't really foresee them changing it.
Right. Any regulations
they have changed,
to follow suit.
Now, they have adjusted their limits. You know, used to they had seven. They caught seven in a tournament.
Right.
And now to weigh in, and now they can only weigh in five.
Yeah. Tournament. So, yeah, the crappie tournaments are like ounces. Ounces.
Exactly.
A big fish one day that usually makes them the winner. So we'll see how that goes.
I think for most part, as far as in the crappie world, the love haters have finally, kind of gotten along a little better, I guess you can say. The ones that are going to do it are going to do it. The ones that aren't doing it, they're catching fish and they're going to do their thing and, right. and go on. So
it seems kind of odd because as guides, we mm-hmm. go out and we take people and we teach people how to use forward facing, to use it and do it better. Mm-hmm. And you can see as you get better with it, how it becomes more an effective tool. But depending on what you're fishing for in the time of year, mm-hmm. you know, it can all make a difference. What do you think about, you know, that's only certain number of anglers. So if we put a number down, maybe that's only like 400 anglers, or even if it was 10,000 anglers, that still leaves all the people. With, that still leaves 100,000
exactly
with live scope. So how do you think that'll play out? The states here in Arkansas have not regulated any lakes or made any
changes so far.
To legislation. And you know darn well Louisiana and Oklahoma, they ain't going to change nothing.
No, I mean, they got so many fish.
Yeah, they may fine you for not having live scope.
Right. Well, I think the only one so far that I know of it has adjusted anything to the
limits is Grenada.
Limits would be Mississippi.
Yeah, Grenada did one lake. But Grenada's got so much pressure on it.
So that's
it.
Just on Grenada.
I think the big four is what they, but one strain. So
something really
just
like that.
The three. Archie Butler, you can take a live scope out there, but you better have sunglasses because there ain't no water there.
Put it in the simulator mode.
I think that actually there, I think some of that had less to do with forward facing, had more to do with the pressure that these lakes are getting.
A lot of it.
I'm sure someone will correct us. But
well, I know
it,
too. In Mississippi, some of those lakes as well, they regulated a lot of that, and they changed a lot of that. It'd be just like it is here or anywhere else, with the expenses that it's costing at this day and time to go to a tournament. You're there a week, you do your 3 days pre-fishing, and they got to be, the word, there was a lot of guys that would stay a few days later.
Right.
Or they spent some of their pre-fishing time guiding to help subsidize the cost, and they've raised those fees now to the point that not too many people are going to spend that kind of out-of-state price for the guide fee to be able to try to help out on those expenses. So I think that's helped take some of that pressure off of those lakes as well, because they would go down there to fish, and then they would just stay there for another week or two and guide.
Right.
And so they've changed that up as well, I believe.
Yeah, we're going to foresee some of the future here. I wish I had an envelope and I blow it open like Johnny Carson.
Crystal ball.
Yeah, the crystal ball. But the first thing I see is paddles. Everyone who doesn't have paddles on these tournaments that are being restricted, they're all going to have paddles.
They will
now. You have paddles. Tell us how they work.
Well, the paddles work really great, in my opinion. I use them a lot. And so they do help slow you down.
Tell them what a paddle is.
So a paddle is, you take your power, I have power poles, and you can turn that paddle straight this way, flat, from the with
it's
the
about
boat.
3 foot wide.
Uh-huh. It's a couple feet wide
couple
or
feet.
So, maybe a little more. And so when you're not using them, you lay them to the side right with the power pole. Otherwise, you lay them out. And as you are maybe going too fast, or if you need to slow down, you can drop them. Usually when I drop mine, I leave them dropped.
Right.
And I just turn the troll motor down another notch. And I have it to, I've got to drag it. I've got to pull it, just like a drift sock, you know. And it also, it helps with wind.
Right.
If you take a windy situation and you got the wind, that's a pushing you or whatever, you can drop them, and that helps hold your boat more stable as well. I have even been in a position where I'm not really needing my power pose, but the wind is blowing kind of like blowing the back of the boat around.
Uh-huh.
So I just leave them in that position and drop them, and it's a pushing again. And it may blow it around, but it's not blowing it around as much. And
here's the future of paddles. The guys in BASS are going to take it, and they're going to modify their power poles so they have like a couple different arms that come down, one to go on the ground and the other one to hold their board. And they're literally going to lift the board up with a flip and lift that board straight up so it's like a foil. And then when they want it down, they're going to press it down. On the back side, and we're talking it's going to be like a 5-foot board by 8-foot board, a big old foil. And the back side will have their sponsors will all be listed right there. And then when they go down the lake, they lift it up, and it's a foil, and it keeps them going down the lake straight. So I'm going to say that someone is going to be creative. Ben, hopefully you do that. Give me some credit if you do. It's going to be called the Brad Foil.
There you go.
That's what we're going to name it. And the next thing we can foresee is the electronic, the multifunction device, MFDs, which is a sonar GPS unit. They're going to make them incredibly better. Like, it will be stupid better, and even make them more friendly, more user-friendly. But they'll have to, electronic units, because the transducers, they have to use the transducer that is being produced right now, which is, how old's that transducer?
3 years old, at least.
No, how about the 34? How
34, that's what I'm saying. It's
3 years?
It's 2 or 3. I've had
it's two for it's two.
I know
for
I've
sure.
had it on my boat for
so
two.
It's almost ancient technology. It's time. So
well, they got the 62 out.
Yeah, well, they can't use the 62. My guess is that the electronic companies will take the 34 and they'll double the price of them. So right now, $1,500. Guess what? BASS guys and people that are being regulated to use certain ones, they're going to jack the price up. I would. It's consumer demand.
You're going to bring the demand in.
So I wonder if Bass is going to compensate and pay the difference, the $1,500 difference.
And that's also seen too. also, you're talking about that. And usually, of course, Ranger's been a sponsor. Mercury, uh-huh. Yamaha, they all say they're title sponsors for BASS. Well, they're saying this next year it's going to be Lowrance and Garmin.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now, that'll be interesting.
We'll see how that goes. The transducers, I predict that the normal consumer and anyone who's not fishing in the elite circuits that have regulation on them are no forward facing, which is all right. That's what you want to do. You should go fish that.
Right.
And I think that they will have another transducer come out that is like, say, the LVS 36, which will be better. And then everyone else will buy that. And that will leave old technology, old transducers to the wayside, except for the one people that are having to use it. But I foresee another transducer, and I foresee a transducer that can run Panoptix and also the
it's eventually going to be, I think, too. It's eventually going to be the way that transducer is going to be the way you can look at perspective, or you can look at without
everything,
having to pull it out of the water and readjust. Yep. I do think that that's going to be one of the next big moves.
Exactly.
That it'll be.
They will continue to build new transducers.
And you can you'll select it rather than it being automated on your screen. You're going to have to select if you want forward or side. I mean, I wouldn't even be surprised if they didn't put you know, side. Everything. On
it. Well, that Ghost trolling motor I have has side and down, remember?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, they already have it built into the transducer or into the head of the trolling motor.
I think the biggest, and then on the people on the 55-inch, the only ones I see that affecting is the people that are running 5 and 6 units.
Dude, just use some 9-inch units. It'll be all right.
Well, I mean, I know.
It'll be okay.
I do understand. So it's a little bit different direction, but of what we've been talking. But like on the Garmin, Garmin's mapping's pretty good and stuff. The map card's better than what's on the unit. Uh-huh. In my personal opinion,
they bought Navionics a while back,
right? And then
6-7 years ago.
But then you take, Hummingbird's is really a good mapping system on theirs, and Lowrance's is fairly good. So, but the thing is, on the contour, the way the contour is, and some of your drop offs and some of your long points and stuff. Each unit has its advantage and disadvantage.
That's right.
There is people still that is actually, depending on what type of fishing they're doing, offshore or a little bit more inshore, will determine which unit they are concentrating on the most on their mapping.
In general, my opinion of banning forward-facing sonar or restricting it, it comes back to being a co-angler, and they said it co-anglers didn't have no thing. But if you're sitting there watching someone sight fishing, it seems to me that is actually worse than at least being out in the middle. You got a shot.
Exactly.
You just drag around. Maybe something will bite it. But if you're stuck and someone's been fishing for that bed and fish for 2 or 3 hours.
Well, if you was in the boat with one of them, if you was a co-angler with one that had it in the back looking off to each side, I guess you could watch that one screen. And
dude, you could just drag the stuff, and sooner or later you're gonna run across the fish.
It's interesting.
My next prediction. They're going to have, and they're going to bring, and pretty soon all those pros and will be using a drag anchor, which used to be called a drag chain, but now it's not. So now all of a sudden, and you guys feel free to put them in your boat and call them the Brad chain. and so they're going to use drag chains in shallow reservoirs, like in Florida. And they're literally going to put those in their boat. And then that means that the person, get this, the regulation 50 feet away from someone who's anchoring. Well, that's an anchor.
Right.
So that means they'll have to move farther away from each other. Who's going to regulate that, and how are you going to know that it's 50 feet?
50 foot, yeah.
And so you will see people. Someone will win one. I'll go back and I'll replay this after the dude wins it.
Did you hear that one of them was talking about even if they did not ban LiveScope or put some restrictions on it, they were going to restrict the lures? Have you seen that?
The lures.
I believe it was Scott Martin I heard was talking about that.
If you're worried about lure sales and you have a lure company, if you don't change what you're trying to sell to the consumer and you're not making money, I'm sorry to say this, but somewhere in your business format, you need to correct that. Just like trying to sell leaded gas. Nobody's trying to sell leaded gas because no one has cars that run on lead.
Yep.
Or if they do, it's super old.
Guys with boats and lawnmowers.
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes back to, just what everyone's using now is unleaded. So you have to change with the times, and that's what it goes. But we'll see how many of our predictions come through. I can't wait for that first dude to pull out his chain and
throw it out there.
And some guy pull up 49 feet from him, and he looks over and says, I'm anchored down.
Yep.
And what does anchor mean? So, I mean, if it's a rope to something that is supposed to keep you in place.
Exactly.
But an anchor doesn't always keep you in place.
It's opening up a big can of worms.
That's the I am, baby. I am. I was thinking about it. I'd use a drag chain if I was on Lake Washington.
Yeah.
Because I don't have power poles. Right. I would absolutely, positively use a drag chain. I actually know someone who used one, broke his power poles, or not, maybe his power poles, but maybe his trolling motors died or something. So his power brakes or crappie brakes didn't work. And so they actually use, use drag chains, but you know, most of Lake Washington is 5 foot deep.
Right.
It's maybe 7. And so they work great down there.
Put the power poles down a little deeper and just barely touched it.
There you go. You need to get one of those big foil things. You can be the first person that's driving around big board. Greg's Guide Service.
I've been pondering the tow motors here lately. So,
even though we didn't mention it, the only company right now that has an electronic, has a trolling motor that has reverse built into the unit, into the shaft, you know, into the whole trolling motor is the power pole move. So it's the only one that has it. I predict that within 6 months to eight months, whenever the new whatever month this is, I'd say 4 months, everybody will have reverse on their trolling motor. You'll be able to hit it on a switch and it'll reverse it. Yeah. And so whatever the principle of that is, they already have a trolling motor, and they said they said all you could do is that, so you can expect to see that. But that's the world according to electronics. We may get back on it in a couple months. Get on this. And we'll see. Frank Havasak is going to be on one of the podcast shows coming up. He may have an opinion on this, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I've been watching him lately. He's pretty cool.
So that may be a two-parter. So it may take two to do that.
A couple times on that one, yeah.
That's right. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. You can check them out online at picolures.com. Of course, they have lures for bass fishing, crappie fishing, walleye fishing, all kinds of game fish. So if you're looking at finding something that you can do and catch a bunch of fish at, go to their website, or some of the stores actually have them in stock. So make sure you do that. Greg, if they want to find out more about everything you do, because you do a whole bunch of stuff, where would they go?
479-601-1683 or Greg's Guide Service on Facebook.
And you do some installs?
Yes, sir.
Yep. So check them out. He's in Northwest Arkansas on Beaver Lake. Like I always like to say, make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lures in the water.